W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The FBI says Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps last month instructed an Afghan with a criminal background to spy on and then assassinate President-elect Trump. At least two alleged accomplices have been arrested. New projections from ABC News, Democrat Jackie Rosen is the U.S. Senate race winner in Nevada. Republican Jeff Hurd defeats Democrat Adam Frisch in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Washington Democratic Congresswoman Marie Glusenkamp-Perez defeats Republican challenger Joe Kent. FBI joins state investigations of racist texts to non-white adults and children across the country. ABC's Steve Osunsami.
Top prosecutors in states like Pennsylvania, New York, North Carolina, and Alabama are all condemning this and investigating, and authorities are warning people who are getting these messages not to click on any links inside them.
Thousands of wildfire evacuations in Ventura County, California, near Los Angeles. This is ABC News.
Beyonce led the list of Grammy nominations. She picked up 11. That makes her the most nominated artist in Grammy history. She's got 99. The 11 broke a tie with her husband, Jay-Z. NASA's keeping quiet about which astronaut experienced a medical issue after the successful SpaceX Crew 8 mission that required hospitalization. That astronaut's out of the hospital. Three crew members did speak Friday about adjusting to life on Earth, and one of them, Matthew Dominic, says he's dealing with his own medical issue.
My backside is not really sat in a hard thing for 2 to 35 days, and as part of some research activities, I've had to go sit on a bike for a long period of time, but it's rather uncomfortable, right? And I did not expect that, right? That wasn't in a book I read. Hey, you're going to space, it's going to be hard to sit on a hard chair.
Los Angeles sworn its new chief of police Friday. Former L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald will earn one of the highest police salaries in America, a $450,000 base. That's a $150,000 increase. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google, it says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks lose to the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got into New York City late Thursday night after winning at home against the Jazz. They lost last night to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. The final, 116-94. Damian Lillard now on falling to just 2 wins and 7 losses so far this season.
You know, when you're in the type of situation we've been in, losing games and trying to find yourself and find identity and get going in the right direction, I think everybody's frustrated. You know, you don't want guys in here happy, not experiencing that when you losing games. But it's, like I said, it's frustrating. I think we got to understand what we're doing and what it looks like when we're having success. You know, that starts with just, you know, simply competing, playing hard. And a lot of the games that we've struggled in, teams are just getting to loose balls more than us. They get into the glass more than us. They're playing at a little bit faster pace than we are. That's giving them an advantage and putting us behind in these games. You know, we just got to be much better about that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the 3 new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us 3 shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. pool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon and especially by night, a high in the mid-50s. And staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday.
It's 39 right now.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Monday is Veterans Day. I'll be doing a portion of the show from the Duck Creek VFW Breakfast for Veterans.
And Brian Gottlieb from Tundraland joins us to talk about their Baths for the Brave program. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of the Tom Hartman Program. It deserves to fail. Ellie Mustal, who's been a guest on this program more than once, had some choice words, basically, for America. And I think it's worth quoting. This is from a Raw Story piece by Matthew Chapman, but it's actually from Ellie Mustal's column in The Nation. So I encourage you to, in fact, you should subscribe to The Nation. You know, thenation.com is the website. You subscribe to Raw Story, too, rawstory.com. We all need to be supporting our progressive media outlets. Ellie Mustal writes, "We had a chance to stand united against fascism, authoritarianism, racism, and bigotry, but we did not. We had a chance to create a better world for not just ourselves, but for our sisters and brothers in at least some of the communities most vulnerable to unchecked white rule, but we did not. We had a chance to pass down a better, safer, and cleaner world to our children, but we did not. Instead, we chose Trump, Vance, and a few white South African billionaires who know a thing about or two about instituting apartheid. We, as a nation, have proven ourselves to be a fetid, violent people, and we deserve a leader who embodies the worst of us," he wrote. He says, "Trump exists in our political environment, quote, was created from our greed, our insecurities, and our selfishness. We have summoned him from the depths of our own bile and neediness, and he has answered. And now that he is here, we deserve our fate, because the most fundamental truth about Trump's re-election is that Trump was right about us. He is rich because we are rich, or think we will be. He is crass because we are crass. He is self-interested because we are. He punks the media because the media are punks. He's unintelligent because we are uninformed. A country," Ellie Mustal writes over at thenation.com, "a country that allows its environment to be ravaged, its children to be shot, its wealth to be hoarded, its workers to be exploited, its poor to starve, its cops to murder, and its minorities to be hunted, doesn't really deserve to be saved. It deserves to fail. Trump is not our retribution," writes Ellie Mustal. "Trump is our reckoning." Yeah, I get that. I also think that blaming ourselves is not particularly useful. I honestly do not think that Donald Trump, the Trump presidency and Donald Trump and all of his positions and whatnot, they actually represent the majority of Americans. I refuse to believe that. I think Americans got snookered. I think billions of dollars of dark money pouring into radio and television ads, and billions of dollars in billionaire media. The most watched television channel this last year in the country was Fox. And they just perpetually lie. I mean, they've admitted it. They paid a $700 million fine for lying. Now we've got Bob Casey, by the way. Republican challenger Dave McCormick looks like he's won this race. McCormick is leading by 34,000 votes. And John Fetterman is not having it. I mean, he gets it, but he says green dip bleeps, you know the word, it has to do with excrement. Green dip bleeps votes are helping elect the Republican Party. He attaches to his post a screenshot of Green Party candidate Lila Hazao taking just under 1% of the vote. She took 64,000 votes against Bob Casey. Bob Casey lost to the Republican by 34,000 votes. So the Green Party, you know, while they haven't had the impact on the national election that Jill Stein was hoping for, she wanted to hand the election to Trump. It's not really her that did it. In Pennsylvania, the Green Party handed the election to a Republican senator. We'd lost a Democratic senator by you know, 30-some-odd thousand votes. This is, how do you say it, problematic. So all that said, what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, what's up?
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind?
Always, you're my my favorite educator on political issues.
Thank you.
A couple of things. Number one, I think back to where the Democratic Party shot themselves in the foot is that they allowed for the Republicans to embrace a crook and a criminal as though he was an holy angel, and the Democratic Party treated our president, Joe Biden, like he was a crook and a criminal.
How so?
And threw him out.
Oh, well, he wasn't a crook and a criminal, but he...
No, he wasn't a crook and a criminal, but I'm saying that that's how he was treated. And rather than us embracing the president that has been the most productive president in our lifetime since probably Franklin Delano Roosevelt...
I'd say since Lyndon Johnson. But I agree with your assessment of how brilliant a president Joe Biden has been. The problem is nobody knew it. And when you look at the exit polling, the vast majority of the Trump voters think that America is in a recession right now. We're not only not in a recession, we've got the best economy we've had since the 1960s. But people don't know it because Joe Biden failed to tell them.
They failed to tell them. And I called you before saying that we have to continuously tell people of the good things that this administration has done.
And that has to come from the White House. That has to come from the White House. Joe Biden didn't even have a press conference for the first 3 months he was in office. He was having a press conference about once every 2 months. He should have been having a press conference three times a week.
Yeah. Every day.
You know, Trump was doing it every single day. He should have been talking about his accomplishments. If he had, I don't think this would have happened. I think Joe Biden shot himself in the foot. Like I said, he's been a great president, but he's been a lousy communicator.
He's been a great president. But the problem is Donald Trump is going to get the credit for Joe Biden's work.
Of course he is. He's going to, you know, first day in office, he's going to say, look at this economy that I just created. Of course he is. He always does. Mark, I get it, but I'm not blaming Joe. Well, I guess I am. The Joe Biden and his administration, the people in his administration, the Democratic strategists around him, if he was not up to it, if he was concerned about his stutter or his poor ability to communicate with the American people, they should have had somebody, frankly, Kamala Harris, you know, for the last 3 years, she should have been out there three times a week in front of the press saying, here's what we're doing, here's what's going on. Instead of just Kareem Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, but I think that the public, even with his speech impediment, whatever it is, I think that the public, if they would just be sincere, let him go out and be who he is and let him tell the information. So
but he didn't do it, Mark.
Get the information out. Donald Trump with it.
I know, but he didn't do it, Mark, and that's the problem. Mark, I got to move along. Thank you. We're starting to talk in circles here. Thanks for the call. Jake in Las Vegas. Hey, Jake, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, one of the things that I'm really concerned about the Democrats is that, like, you know, I don't know, there's a lot of finger pointing about, you know, why they lost the election. But clearly what I see happened was they were trying to get Republican voters. I mean, they campaigned with Liz Cheney. They were bragging about having the backing of J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs.
Right. They that actually shot them in the foot, I think.
I don't think that.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, like, in the idea that it was the Greens, she lost by over 5 million votes. Even, like, all the Green Party votes wouldn't have allowed that. But why didn't, why do they always go right? Why did the Democrats always take us right?
Well, you know, she thought that she was picking up incremental Republican voters and that there were a lot more Steve Schmitz and, you know, Liz Cheney's out there than there are. You know, Liz Cheney, I don't think, you know, convinced anybody, you know, any former Republicans to vote.
That ended up being entirely wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure it was necessarily wrong. I'm not sure it actually hurt her. But it certainly didn't help her the way that they thought it would. Jake, I got to run. Thanks for the call. 15 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into, like, pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till...
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour. And Lance in Renton, Washington. Hey, Lance, what's on your mind today?
Well, piggybacking off your body, my choice, I wanted to let you know, your viewers, to look up Nick Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S, Nick Fuentes on YouTube, and Your Body, My Choice. Watch that video.
Yeah, he's promoting that meme right now across social media, and his followers, the so-called Groypers, he's an open Nazi, this guy. He's the guy that had lunch with Trump at Mar-a-Lago that was so controversial.
Right.
And this your body, my choice, forever. He says, your body, my choice, period, forever, period. That's
right.
His quote. And it is, that phrase is being used like a million times a minute right now across social media, particularly on Twitter.
Correct. But watch the video.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah
thank
Take
you,
care.
Lance. Good talking to you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, by the way, I don't blame the Democrats. I blame the Federal Reserve, and I blame the media.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't blame the Democrats for what happened. No Democratic candidate would want to run the type of campaign that Donald Trump ran. You can look at all three of his campaigns. They were all disasters, but he did pick up the racist vote.
Yep.
The Federal Reserve gave these billionaires money to run their campaigns when they started doing fascist quantitative easing. That's where Elon Musk got all those free billions, and that's why he was able to buy Twitter for Donald Trump so he could have a bigger voice.
Hmm.
And then when you sit back and watch it, all of our other media, the so-called national news, they bring these Republicans on their Sunday shows every Sunday, and they'll pick one thing that they're going to stick to their guns on, like the big lie, and they'll let that Republican tell three or four other lies, and they don't confront them with those other three lies. So it makes it seem like, oh, that Republican was telling the truth about the other stuff. Oh, but about the big lie, he got him on that.
Yep.
No, this is how our media is run, and it's because our media loves tax cuts and they love quantitative easing.
Yep.
And I had stated last week that watch what the Fed was doing.
Well, they just dropped interest rates by a quarter point, but the markets don't seem to be all that excited about it.
Well, let's see. They hit 44,000 last time I checked. That was it gained a day after the election. It gained 1,500 points.
Wow.
That ranks as the fourth highest point gain in history. I was just looking at a chart. Donald Trump has the first three. And the reason why he got the first three is because the Fed was giving him billions and, trillions of dollars to run his stock market up.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden got that 1,500 points the day after the election. And the Fed is still doing quantitative tightening.
Yeah.
They're living in two different worlds, and Joe Biden is still beating Donald Trump. One day, on Monday, there's a graph that you can find on the internet where it showed that Donald Trump finally had seen more points added to the Dow than Joe Biden. That was on Monday. And the people ran out to Bloomberg and pointed out, hey, Donald Trump saw more points added to the Dow than Joe Biden did. It's on now.
Yeah.
That was when the Fed that knocked the Dow down by 400 points on Monday. Mm-hmm. So it dipped down just a little bit where they could make that claim a day before the election. And then a day after the election, Joe Biden regained the lead, and he's going to keep it right up to the end of when he leaves office. He's seen more points added to the Dow than any other president in history. He did it in 4 years. Yeah. No, he added more jobs than any other president in history in 4 years. So it wasn't Joe Biden not getting his voice out there. The entire news media is against the Republicans. Excuse me, against the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I'm inclined
and they allow those Republicans to lie.
Yeah, I agree. Larry, thank you. Your points were well made. Thank you. John in Jefferson Township, Pennsylvania. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm 92 years old, and I've been around, you know, a little bit. Mm. And I know you can't oversimplify all the complex problems, but it seems to me that the word discernment is really important. And discernment, you know, the ability to tell right from wrong, true from false, good from bad.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me the population has an extreme. If you look up the word discernment in the dictionary, an example of the use of it is, oh, she had an astonishing lack of discernment. Well, mm-hmm. I think the population has an astonishing lack of discernment. Very simple. I remember when Bishop Sheen, I don't know if you know about Bishop Sheen, he's very great, you know, religious man. And I used to read his columns but he called them the intelligentsia, some mm-hmm. of them. They were so well-educated, so brilliant, but they missed the simple points. And I think that's what happens here. The religious people, they stress the abortion so much, and they put their arms around Trump and prayed for him and everything. But it seems they seem to ignore the seven deadly sins: pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth, mm-hmm. which is rampant.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump is the embodiment of all seven of them. Yeah, no, I get it, John, and this is why Finland has started teaching critical thinking skills and media literacy in elementary school, and it's why we should too. But it ain't ever going to happen under a Republican administration. John, I got to go, but thank you for the call. Your points were very well made. I appreciate it. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, not a chance. The Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. We'll be right back. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and
using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The FBI says Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps last month instructed an Afghan with a criminal background to spy on and then assassinate President-elect Trump. At least two alleged accomplices have been arrested. New projections from ABC News, Democrat Jackie Rosen is the U.S. Senate race winner in Nevada. Republican Jeff Hurd defeats Democrat Adam Frisch in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Washington Democratic Congresswoman Marie Glusenkamp-Perez defeats Republican challenger Joe Kent. FBI joins state investigations of racist texts to non-white adults and children across the country. ABC's Steve Osunsami.
Top prosecutors in states like Pennsylvania, New York, North Carolina, and Alabama are all condemning this and investigating, and authorities are warning people who are getting these messages not to click on any links inside them.
Thousands of wildfire evacuations in Ventura County, California, near Los Angeles. This is ABC.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon, and especially by night, a high in the mid-50s. And staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday. Currently, it's 37.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Minnesota. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
Hey, well, let me just start with something positive. This really works. If you take three people to the polls, you're going to end up taking six people, because those three people will take three people. So let's remember that the next time we have an opportunity to vote. And here's the other thing, Tom, unless you mean working class people are the low information racist voter, then if you mean low working class just as a general, then I disagree with you. Kamala, and we need to stop saying she did this, we should have, could have, would have. She ran an excellent campaign for 90 days. She came from a phoenix to a freaking, she had big crowds, she had everything. But one thing you cannot defeat, and I said this to you, I continually say this to you, one thing we cannot defeat in this country is manifest destiny. And people need to look that up. What is manifest destiny and how we defeat it? We are a country that Hitler sent people over to learn about racism from us. So let us not fool ourselves into thinking that this was about the economy. This was about Kamala didn't do this, Kamala didn't do that. We need to understand who we are as Americans. Donald Trump understood this, and he exploited it. There are two things he exploited: the willingness of the and the desire of the white people to maintain the current class structure, and he exploited the low information voter. He had it on both ends. That's why he's successful. If MSNBC gets up there talking about, oh, it was the economy, disregard that, sir. And I got to say, if you mean low, if you mean the middle class voter, and that means these people that are inclined to.
No, you already said that, John. Lawrence. But here's my question for you. The majority of Trump voters agreed with this statement. Violent crime rates are at or near all-time highs in most major American cities. Okay, that pushed plus 26% of people who moved into the Republican category said that that was the case. It's not true, as you know. Violent crime rates are lower than they've been in 30 years. The majority of Republican voters also agreed with this statement. Inflation in the U.S. has declined over the last year and is near historic averages. They disagreed with that. They did not believe that, and that is true. The majority of Republican voters said, when asked if the stock market was at or near all-time highs, which is easy to check, the majority of Trump voters said, no, it's not. And then the majority of Trump voters disagreed with this statement, which is also true. Over the last few months, unauthorized border crossings in the U.S. are at or near the lowest level in the last few decades. The Trump voters did not know what's going on. So whose fault is that?
Right. And I'll tell you. The fault is this juggernaut called Fox News. Any entity that can withstand a $795 million lawsuit and still be the number one.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but not all of these people were watching Fox News.
Yes.
Why didn't the majority of Americans know that the economy is better than it's been since the 60s? Why didn't the majority of Americans know that border crossings are at literally an all-time low? Why didn't the majority of Americans know these things? I'm telling you, Lawrence, it's because the Democratic Party didn't tell them.
Yes, you know, Kamala Harris was out there working her ass off. I have so much admiration for this woman. She stepped up in, you know, and like you said, in 3 months she had to do it, you know, and typically is done in a year and a half long cycle. And she had just a huge challenge. But the simple fact of the matter is that for 4 years, Joe Biden did a marvelous job as president and never told us what he was doing. And you can't just leave people in ignorance, because something will fill that vacuum, and something sure did this time.
Right, but to your point, you remember when Kamala accepted the Democratic nomination? She clearly stated there are a lot of people that are going to be lying out there. Don't believe them. Now, she can't go shake everybody's hand. That's one thing she said. Barack Obama stood on stage and said, "This is what Joe Biden has done."
But it did not get picked up in the media. Joe Biden should have been holding press conferences 2-3 times a week for the last 3.5 years, you know, bragging about what he was doing. It's what Trump did for four years, and it worked. And it works. Lawrence, I got to move along. I respect your disagreement. I'm holding to my position, though. You haven't convinced me, but I appreciate your call. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's up?
Tom, still the smartest man in all media.
Oh, maybe.
Unfortunately for me, I still don't have my show. But you ask why mainstream media never covered Dems' accomplishments and talking points. All the media is owned by billionaires. And Dems must keep it simple. I'm glad you realized it was that ad that changed everything. Kamala was winning in all the swing states, or tied and nationwide, but that ad did it. Anyhow, Dems got to keep it simple. You know, Repubs are for the rich, 1%, and owned by oligarchs. Yep. Dems are for the people, 99%. One more thing, Tom, you are a national treasure. We need you out there. So please, Tom, at 12:01, order 3 copies of the Cancer Prevention Diet. I need you.
I'm already on it.
Give one to
I'm
James.
Already on it.
One.
Yeah, James, thanks a lot.
You read it 30 years ago. You have to live it. You have to reread it. And it gives hope to anyone who has cancer or terminal or chemo.
I got it. Because it does. I got it. James, I got it. Thank you very much for the call. And for your kind words. Gail in Sevierville, Tennessee. Am I saying it right?
Sevierville.
Say it again?
Sevierville.
Sevierville. Okay.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for 10 years, and I've heard nobody call in and say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
But on the Rush Limbaugh show, way back when Trump just first started having rallies, the man called Rush. He said, "Rush, I got to go to one of his rallies. Oh, my God, it was great." And Rush said, "What did he say?" He said, "I don't know what he said. I like the way he makes me feel." That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know,
they're not paying attention. They haven't paid any attention. And I know a lot too about his personality. Trump is a malignant narcissist, sociopath, but the malignant part is what scares me. He's sadistic.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm sure you already know that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can ask some people, who is the governor of your state, and they don't even know. They're not reading or watching the news. They just think Trump's wonderful. Does that make sense?
It does, given the media environment that we live in right now, Gail.
Right. If you go get your car repaired, guess what? The TV in there, it's on Fox.
Yep. Yep.
Anywhere you go, they're watching that. So I've tried to warn people, because I know a lot about Hitler, and nobody believed me. But some people have called and said, "You were right 8 years ago."
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm nervous and all, but I'm glad I got to say that, because I've never forgotten the guy saying, "I just like the way he makes me feel."
Yeah. No, it's an important point, Gail. And you know, we're not always rational. Humans are in fact, probably more irrational more often than rational. But excellent point. Gail, thank you so much for your call.
I love your show. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Gail. Dana in New York City. Hey, Dana, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Wish you were better circumstances. My burning question to this moment is still, where did 11 million people go that voted for Biden in 2020?
Probably 7 or 8 million of them have not yet been added to the totals, because California's numbers haven't come in yet. And there's 39 million people in California.
Yeah, I'm following the AP, totals.
Right.
And yeah, but
even now, you know, Trump, he still has 2 million fewer votes than he had in 2020.
Right. And Kamala Harris has, what, 5 million fewer votes than Joe Biden had?
12.
12 million. Wow.
69 million.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this isn't Jill Stein voters. This isn't RFK Jr. voters.
I get it. It's people didn't show up.
People who walked away because she wouldn't say single payer or living wage.
Or Gaza. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why 10 million people didn't show up to vote or whatever. You know, when we get the final numbers in, clearly, you know, there's been a loss of voter participation. And I, you know,
there's about 1.4% left to report.
Yeah.
You know, looking at the totals, okay. The percentages on EP. But
yep.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Joker in Mask of the Phantasm. For once, I'm lost for a punchline.
Yeah, same here. Same here. You know, clearly, yeah. You know, her campaign did not ignite people's passion, although it sure felt like it was. And you know,
it was a good campaign.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't have. You know, other than single payer living wage in Gaza, I didn't have any, you know, she didn't have most of Hillary's.
Yeah, no, I thought she did a great job. Dana, I got to run. Thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Back with more of your calls in just a minute. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talents, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me,
yeah. But
I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Report.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature. It's made with berberine, which is formulated from an ingredient, which is an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Super Bearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it right next to the bed, so I see it in the morning when I wake up and get my cup of coffee. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, for your cholesterol, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get some, go to superbearing.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Super Bearing is spelled Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Brenda in Atlanta. Hey, Brenda, what's up?
Well, Tom, thank you for taking my call. What I was thinking before is kind of in line with Lawrence, and I know you don't agree with that, but I looked at the states that the union states that Trump won, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of unions that did not endorse Harris, and I feel like that there's a lot, enormous amount of racism and misogyny that no one's going to answer that as a poll. I think it's the, it's the economy. But yet these people were knowing they were getting jobs back. They were seeing things, you know, turn around. Right. They didn't have that with Trump before. And, you know, his ratings were like, 38 when he left?
Mm-hmm.
But they like it. They like the hate. They like the belittling people. It's almost like a disease that just travels through. And to say that, you know, I don't know. He doesn't make me feel good. He makes me feel real sick.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And I think, though, that, yes, she was smart. She was capable. But I don't think it really mattered what she would have done because – they had already made up their mind that this is their fear.
Yeah. I get it. Brenda, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jason in Sinsbury, Connecticut. Am I saying it right, Jason?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
What's up?
Yep, you got it. To your point about how the Biden campaign or term was so bad about messaging, have you heard about the new Apple iPods where they can double function as hearing aids?
Yeah, yeah.
And in 2022, Biden issued an executive order promoting competition in the American economy. And what it did is opened up the hearing aid world, which affects 30 million Americans, and dropped the cost on average to $799 per pair, where previously they were $2,000 to $8,000. Based on one company that had cornered the market and had, you know, a monopoly on this.
Yep.
And now, from everything I've heard, people with hearing loss They've gotten better and cheaper over this course of the 2 years that since he put it in effect. I couldn't find a single news article about it. The only thing I could find was a White House press issue.
Yeah, and that's my point. I mean, these are the kind of things that every single day there had to be something that Biden could go out and brag about. And he just never did. He just, his press conferences were few and far between, and they tended to be kind of, at a 30,000-foot level. And, it's amazing that he was doing so much good work for American working-class people, and yet he never talked directly to them, or only rarely, let's say.
My only hope is that Hakeem Jeffries becomes Speaker of the House and just learns how to spike the football.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I'm with you. Thank you very much for that. Lowell in Salem, Oregon. Hey, Lowell, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to raise a discussion about the purpose of the Constitution is to limit the powers of the government.
Correct.
And over the centuries, laws have been passed to expand the powers of the presidency, and we need to repeal those or at least talk about repealing those.
It's a little late.
For example, FDR imprisoned the Japanese in World War II using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798.
Right, which Trump is saying he's going to use now.
Right, but it would seem like that hasn't been on the radar to repeal any of these laws.
Right. I don't think Trump is going to be able to use the Alien Enemies Act. It clearly states that it's only applicable during time of war. It was only used in the War of 1812 and the World War II.
Correct, but there's more. There's like the Insurrection Act, the Espionage Act, the Sedition Act, the Communist Control Act, the Patriot Act.
I'm with you, but none of that stuff is going to get changed right now. You got Republicans controlling the House of Representatives, and they want Trump to have as much power as possible. Lowell, thanks for the call. You're spot on, but there's nothing going to happen. James in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, James, you get the last minute. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'll be quick. Thank you for your show. I love your show. I kind of understand. I'll say this with a little bit of shame, but the very first time I could vote was in 1980. I was 20 years old, and I did vote for Ronald Reagan. I thought he was wonderful. I thought Jimmy Carter was a whiny little, And so the mentality is exactly the same today among, I think, these younger voters that they don't know anymore. It isn't this bro thing. And now you start seeing all these people talk about what Kamala did wrong. She did nothing wrong. She was brilliant and wonderful. Our country is the way it went. Either that or these Republicans actually evaporated 12 million votes and stole the election in a very sophisticated way, which I don't grant them the competency to implement. But imagine if it went the other way. Yeah. If it went the other way, you'd know Trump would be whining his little bitch face out talking about how it was stolen from him. But no, they've got it all, and I hope they get the House. I hope they get the House so they can destroy it.
I'm with you, James. James, I'm sorry. I'm out of time, but thank you. Amen. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, and you. Thank you so much for participating in our program, for sharing our show with other people. And thanks for showing up. So many of you did. I know worked so hard in this election. Thank you. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Oh, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.